Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com. Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Do you like your gravy thick and rich and loaded with creamy mushrooms? If no one was looking, would you chug the whole gravy boat?
Chug, 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 chug.
Stay tuned. Here comes Mr. Chug-a-Lug himself, Eric Metaxas.
Okay, Alvin, we're going to start the show now.
All right, let's do it.
You know, the bumper music on this show is so awesome. So many people write to us saying we love the bumper music. Who picks that? And in case you didn't know, I pick it. That's all my favorite tunage. So if you want to know what I listen to when I'm working out, that's right. I listen to the Carpenters. I listen to Ray Conniff and his singers. I listen to Casey and the Sunshine Band. I am not ashamed of the tunage of those years.
Yeah,
I'm very proud of the tunage of those years. And so
I want to hear Dr. Hook in the Medicine Show. That's never happening.
I rebuke you. Now, listen, actually, I got to tell people that if you go on Spotify, I believe we have the Eric Metaxas Show channel on Spotify where you can listen to all of our bumper music. I believe that. I mean, we don't, you know, it's kind of a lot of it is fun. A lot of it is just fun music, you know, make of it what you will. But I thought I got to say that at some point, because there are people that are kind of wondering who picks the bumper music. Well, for good and for ill, I pick all the bumper music because I'm crazy. Yeah, that's right. I'm crazy. Okay, ready? Alvin, we've got to mention this. Two guests today, big deal guests, big deal guests. Michelle Bachmann. She ran for the presidency of the United States of America. She is one of the heroes. The more I've come to know her, the more I've been amazed at her faith, a woman of profound faith, a prayer warrior who gets it. I'm very excited. We're going to be talking to her in just a couple minutes, actually. In hour two, I'm pretty sure we have our friend Roger Stone coming on to talk about what's going on with President Donald Trump. I think you remember him.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be talking to Roger Stone in hour two. Pretty exciting stuff. Pretty exciting stuff. Now, before we go too far, before we get to Michelle Bachmann and Roger Stone, I have to remind you, this is the end of our campaign with Food for the Poor. If you haven't participated, and that is most of you, I'm here to exhort you to participate, because we believe in the campaign. We believe in Food for the Poor, our heroic figures. They are doing God's work. They're feeding starving people in our own hemisphere. And not only do we get to be a part of this, we must be a part of this. If we, out of our largesse, did not do something, I don't know really how these people eat. This is literally what Food for the Poor does. They've been doing this for a long time. So let me put it this way. If you go right now to MetaxasTalk.com, you'll see a banner. I know I've mentioned this in the past, but I'm asking everybody to do this. Either go to the banner at MetaxasTalk.com, or if you prefer, you can just make a phone call. I'll give you that number in a second. Or even easier, you can text the word ERIC to 91999. 999. I'm actually saying today what I've been saying is that if everyone would give $5 or $10, we would raise more money than we've ever raised. So most of you who listen to this program, you probably think, oh, I listen to enough ads, you know, but I want to say that this is a great organization, Food for the Poor. They stretch American dollars farther than you could imagine. They do that a number of ways. They get a matching gift. They get organizations to donate food. But that's not enough. They need our money to make it possible to get the food to the people. So anybody who gives, for example, $72, I'm not saying give $72. You can give anything. Some of you can give $7,000 or $70,000. It's all tax deductible, and it goes to about as good an organization as there is. I can't imagine anybody who does this better than Food for the Poor, a profoundly Christian organization. But if you give $72, for example, because of what Food for the Poor is able to do with that $72, it ends up feeding two children for 1 year. That's amazing. Folks, I just want to be clear that, you know, a lot of times people say, you know, I'd like to do an investment. What are the numbers? The numbers on this investment are nuts. This is true. Okay. We're not making this up. They are able to stretch your dollar so significantly that it's almost crazy not to give something, because nowhere do you give a few dollars and it goes this far. So whatever you give, you can give $10, you can give $1,000, you can give $100. Ask God to give you a number. This is not meant to manipulate you. It's meant to get you to be thoughtful for a second and to think about what you might do. So I just said it. You can text the word Eric to 91999 on your phone. You can go to MetaxasTalk.com and you can click on the banner. It's at the very, very top of the page. Or you can dial a phone number. I'll give you the phone number. It's 844-863-HOPE. 844-863-HOPE. I'll say it again that if it can entice you, those of you who are able to give $10,000, I would be delighted to have dinner with you. I've done this many times as a way of thanking the folks that do these kinds of things, just to say thank you and to get to meet you. If you do something this wonderful, I want to thank you in person. I don't get anything out of it except the fun of meeting people that are so wonderful and so generous. But most of you can't do that. But I ask you to do what you can. And so,
yeah, we also, just as an incentive, we know you don't give to get, but we are pulling out another three names for grand prizes. And in that grand prize box, if you win, you can give any amount. $5, you're entered. $10,000, you're entered. You know, $200, you're entered. But you get hats from the Eric Metaxas Show. You get books from Eric and even from me, the Hamster Home series. You get all kinds of goodies, stickers, and t-shirts and that sort of thing. So three grand prize winners. We're going to announce them in April once this campaign is over. But please give some amount. You're helping the children. You're helping families. They're drilling wells as well with the money. So they're getting water.
That's right. So this is what we're supposed to do this. So do what you can. I'll say it again. You go to MetaxasTalk.com. The banner's right at the top. You can text the word Eric to 91999. And I haven't forgotten, there's a phone number, 844-863-HOPE or 844-863-4673, 844-863-4673. Kind of important. I just want to tell you. Also, we should mention through the end of the month, Nutramedics.com is offering 25% off. That's more than usual. If you use the code Eric, I take their stuff every single day. Also want to remind you that we're going to be live streaming the event next week with Yonmi Park, the Socrates in the City event. I'm reading her book right now. There are no words. I tremble when I think what people have been through in this world. And so I'm going to be interviewing her next week. You can live stream that. If you can't get there in person, obviously, if you can get there in person, it's going to be an amazing event. So I want to recommend that to you. I also want to remind you that we partnered with the Israel Ministry of Tourism. Go to holyland.israel.travel. I'm going to tell you about my trip to the Holy Land next year, holyland.israel.travel. We don't have the details yet, but in the meantime, you can go to holyland.israel.travel. Nothing more exciting. We'll have way more about that coming up in the future. Holyland.israel.travel. We'll be right back with Michelle Bachman. Exciting. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. You're going to love this free new tool they've added, legacypminvestments.com, legacypminvestments.com. Check it out.
This Easter season, join world-renowned tenor Andrea Bocelli for an unforgettable journey of hope, beauty, and music. Experience musical performances from Michael W. Smith, Tori Kelly, Taya, and Torrin Wells across the awe-inspiring Italian countryside. The Journey, a music special from Andrea Bocelli, brings you face-to-face with the moments in life that define us, the music that moves us, and the relationships that matter most. The Journey, a music special from Andrea Bocelli, in theaters April 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 6th. Find out more at thejourney.movie. That's thejourney.movie.
Folks, welcome back. As promised, we have a special guest today. Some of you know her as the person who should have become president a number of years ago, Michelle Bachman. Welcome to the program.
Eric, thank you so much. You've got absolutely one of my favorite books behind you is Atheism, Dad. You don't know how many times I've read that book, and I tell people to read it. What you wrote about water, it's amazing, that book. I love it. I quote you.
I didn't realize I had the book behind me, and I didn't realize that I forgot that you had read it and were so kind in what you had to say about it. Listen, it's hard for me not to get excited about some of the books that I write, not because I wrote them, but because the information.
Oh, yeah.
When I come upon the information, I just think this is amazing. I want to tell the world. So thank you for helping me spread the word on God's design.
You're fantastic. This current one, Letter to the American Church, my husband bought it and passed it out to all of the men in his Bible study, and he's been passing it out to pastors. It's a phenomenal book. Wherever we meet people, someone will say, hey, are you reading Eric's new book? I'm telling you, you literally are. God's using you to change our culture and tilt it. And I want to thank you for that, Eric.
I didn't know that I was having you on as a guest because I needed the encouragement. But it turns out that's not unimportant.
I don't think you need any promotion for book sales.
I do, and I need the encouragement, and I'm really grateful to you. I obviously wasn't expecting you to say that. I neglected to tell my audience that not only were you a celebrated a congresswoman for so many years, but you. And not only did you run for president, but you are right now the dean of the business school at Regent University in Virginia Beach, Virginia, founded by its chancellor, Pat Robertson. Now, a little birdie told me that it was his 93rd birthday and that you had to step away from the festivities to be on this program.
Well, it's true. This is a big day and we're having a big lunch today. And so, yes, I had to stand up and leave. We had the Oak Ridge Boys flew in because they're Pat Robertson's favorite group. And at 93 years of age, he is still in spectacular physical health and mental health. He remains the chancellor of Regent University. And so the Oak Ridge Boys wanted to surprise him. They came in there. I left the Oak Ridge Boys so that I could come on the Eric Metaxas show. So I had to turn to the people on either side of me at the luncheon and said, I have to go be in the Eric Metaxas show right now. And they were all, what? The Eric Metaxas show? So you've got huge fan base here.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Now you're really puffing me up. I need to get invited to Virginia Beach ASAP.
Oh, you're on. You're on.
You know I do. No, that you're so sweet. Thank you. Well, listen, enough happy stuff. We got to talk about the lunacy. You and I, because of our faith, ultimately we're hopeful and joyful. But what's happening in America, of course, right now is madness. There's just no question around it. It's madness. The idea that we've politicized things to where we don't have justice. I tell you, I say this over and over, Michelle, that it's hard to believe that things could come to this pass in America, where the left has become so vicious that they really throw justice under the bus. They don't care. They want to get their political opponents, not just with J6, but now with the president. It's hard for people to process this. Where do you think this goes with this potential arraignment of Donald Trump? It's just so crazy. Help us process this.
Well, it is about as bad as it gets, because you have a former president of the United States who's looking at being indicted for something for which is alleged it hasn't been proven. And also the statute of limitations has passed, and the Federal Election Commission has already weighed in on this issue, and they said there's nothing here. We're taking a pass on it. So the president, so to speak, has already gone through the judicial process, and he came out smelling like a rose, but the Democrats can't let that go. So this is a planned strategy on their part. This is a political persecution and prosecution. It's not a legal prosecution, because they already have other strategic issues that they're about to bring indictments against the president in the state of Georgia. So they're looking for any jurisdiction that they can, because what do they want to do? They want to handicap him for being the nominee with Joe Biden. This would never have happened if Barack Obama was president of the United States, if he was leaving office and people thought he was going to come. This never would have happened. This is only because the Democrats control the Department of Justice, the FBI, because they control these instrumentalities of justice. We saw it happen under the Obama administration, but now it's times 20, where there's literally nothing else that the FBI does except protect their own and persecute and prosecute their political opponents. That's it.
They don't believe in America. Let's just be clear. Their version of America is not the America that we've had for 2.5 centuries. They have another idea. They don't believe in the rule of law. They don't believe. And I think we also have to be very clear. Here's the good news, folks. The reason they have gone to these extraordinary and wild lengths is because they are scared to death of what Donald Trump represents. What he represents is we the people. They are scared to death of their own losing power. And they're scared to death of him because he has the ability to do something about the corruption that we're seeing, no matter where you look, the madness and the corruption. So, you know, they're not coming after Ron DeSantis. They're not coming after Jeb Bush. They're not coming. They know that Trump is a threat to their hold on power. And their increasing desperation just makes it more and more obvious that ultimately they have no principles, but we want power and we will do anything. We will lie. We will steal elections. It's horrific, but we need to see it for what it is.
Well, and the former president inspires the confidence of the average American mom and dad today. They have no confidence in the current administration. They look at Donald Trump, an extraordinarily successful person, but also someone who understands and upheld the rule of law. I'm a lawyer. I'm a former federal tax litigation attorney. What I'm seeing in America is the end of law. It's lawlessness that is ruling the United States. And that's why people are looking at someone like Donald Trump, because Donald Trump, for all of his faults, he really was about upholding the rule of law. We saw it on the border. We saw it in so many different areas. And that's what people want to see a return to. We're not getting that out of this administration. One of the most egregious things the Biden administration is proposing is this World Health Organization move, where they are trying to give away U.S. sovereignty and for the first time create a platform for global governance. You think that's kooky? I mean, it sounds like a tinfoil hat thing to say, but they actually have amendments that they're bringing in the end of May to the World Health Organization. They intend to pass these amendments. And what it would do is change the World Health Organization from an advisory body to a regulating mandatory body. So we thought Fauci was bad. Now it's Fauci at the international level for the entire world. So we could have someone that we wouldn't even be able to appeal to for our rights. How's that for lawlessness? Be able to tell us, you now are mandated to take shots. You now have to have lockdowns. Now businesses have to close. Now churches have to close. And the Biden administration is going along with this. This is where we're at now. This has people absolutely on edge, Eric, because they don't know when they wake up in the morning, will the banks open? Will we still have sovereignty? Will there be the rule of law? What's happening? That's where people are at right now.
Well, and that is why the left is animated about getting Trump, because he knows where the bodies are buried. He's been through this hell for 7 years, the attacks. And I think even Trump, I've talked to John Zmirek about this many times, that Trump himself did not see the depth of the evil and was, if you can say it about Trump, was actually naive.
Oh, very naive. Yes, he had no political background. He hadn't been involved in D.C. other than handing out money to politicians. He donated on both sides of the aisle just to do business. He had no idea. When he came, you're right, he had a John Wayne view of America. And so he came into D.C. He intended to work across the aisle. He didn't understand the depths of depravity that are in Washington, D.C. He had no idea that he would be sabotaged and backstabbed by the deep state. He found out. He's continuing to find out. I don't know how any human other than a billionaire could deal with all the backstabbing that he's dealt with, just on a personal level, but just on a financial level.
Actually, and it's not just the money. It's his character, the ability to withstand what he withstood, which made him in many ways a hero to many Americans. We'll be right back talking to Michelle Bachmann. Don't go away.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storm storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from Freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply. Let me tell you, caught a mighty gonna cut you down. You might
tell me why Relief Factor is so successful at lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Just the other night, I was asked that question. Well, the owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And I agree with them. And the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients. Yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. And each one of them helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That's the point. So approaching from four different angles may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. If you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it'll work for you. It has worked for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. I'm one of them. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. Hey there, folks. Today, we are partnering with Food for the Poor to provide urgently needed food to some of the most impoverished countries in our hemisphere. Because of interrupted planting cycles, rising food prices, and the lingering impact of COVID, the list of families unable to feed their children grows longer by the day. But you can make a difference in these families today. A meal-for-meal match means that your one-time gift of $144, that's the meal-for-meal match, your one-time gift of $144 provides a family of four with food for a year. That's two meals a day for the next year for a family who struggled to get even a handful of rice or enough corn for tortilla. Knowing your gift will never have more impact than right now, would you rescue one family, three families, or even 10 families by going to metaxastalk.com and click on the red send food banner? You can also text the keyword Eric to 91999. You'll get a link to make your life-saving gift. Text Eric to 91999. Or to give your gift by phone, call the toll-free number 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. God bless you. Folks, we're back with Michelle Bachmann. Michelle, talk more about what you were saying with regard to the World Health Organization, because I think to frame this is like an end times scenario. This is like a biblical end times scenario. You get a one world government. You get unelected tyrannical bureaucrats whose fundamental beliefs are at war with the Bible. They don't believe we're made in the image of God. They don't believe that life is sacred. These are effectively atheistic bureaucrats out of some end times novel who are in reality gaining control over various countries of the world, including the United States of America. You're in the middle of this. You see that this is actually happening. And that if we do not go to war with this, if we do not elect American leaders to fight against these globalist incursions, it is the end of America. We're at the edge of the edge. It's basically the end of America already, unless we fight back. And many in the church, I got to say, because of my book, Letter to the American Church, so many leaders in the American church have been utterly gutless and clueless, and they've been drifting along with the dead fish. They are unwilling to face the evil and to speak against it.
Because let's face it, we're naive too. We don't think in these evil terms, but there are people who do. And that's what's shocking. This began last year, the Biden administration. Now think of this, the president of the United States, it's his initiative to hand over United States sovereignty not even just over healthcare, but to hand over United States sovereignty to the UN and the healthcare arm, which is called the World Health Organization. They meet once a year in Geneva, Switzerland, in the last week of May. And so last year, the Biden administration tried this. They went undercover. People didn't even know this was happening. And they had 29 amendments that they wanted to change the World Health Organization and empower them to have mandatory powers so that they could tell all countries of the world they could, first of all, declare emergency powers over healthcare, whether it's a pandemic or not. It didn't matter. Most people don't realize right now, as you and I are having this conversation, we're still under emergency powers. Joe Biden, as president, still is operating under emergency powers, meaning he doesn't have to follow law. He can just say something and it happens. So this year, for the second time, people prayed last year, and we were able to escape this transfer of sovereignty. But once again, the Biden administration is promoting the last week in May in Geneva, Switzerland, that the entire organization for World Health Organization would be empowered. The sovereignty over healthcare decisions would leave America. It would go to the World Health Organization, not just for us, but for all 194 nations. And they would literally have the power to declare a health emergency, and they could issue lockdowns. They could issue mandates. But the number one thing they want to pass this year, Eric, is the digital code, the unique digital identifying code, so that each person would have a digital identifier. It'd be on your cell phone. You'd have your own personal QR code. And if you were ordered or mandated to get a vaccine, a shot, you'd have to get it, or you would be restricted from travel. You wouldn't have a right to travel. You wouldn't have a right to buy things or sell things.
Michelle, this is literally out of the book of Revelation. I mean, when
it's happening right now, Eric, it is happening right now, and it's under the radar, and they're planning to meet in Geneva the last week of May. That's why your audience needs to pray. And we also need to demand from our Congress that we get the United States out once and for all from the World Health Organization. This is where Donald Trump was brilliant. Donald Trump saw how wicked, evil, and plain foolish the World Health Organization was. He gave them notice that the United States was getting out of the World Health Organization. Right. He stopped all funding, but the process takes a year. Donald Trump didn't return to the White House. So Joe Biden stopped the process. He put the United States back in the World Health Organization, and he resumed payments. And so now he wants to put it on steroids and not only give them more money, give them power. So if we had a tough time with Fauci, with appealing to our government, and we know this is true, because remember during the pandemic, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, they all followed whatever the World Health Organization said. That's what our Centers for Disease Control followed. And that's what the social media followed. That's what mainstream media followed. So if the World Health Organization said it, we all had to follow it. We've already done this.
Look,
so
it is why this program was kicked off of YouTube, because we dared to talk with Naomi Wolf about vaccine mandates. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why I say to my fellow Christians, the idea that you wouldn't vote for Donald Trump when you understand he's the only person that seems to get this. The idea that we are in a war, we're talking about things that are, it's almost difficult. It is difficult for me to talk about them because it is so wicked. And look, we've all been through the COVID thing. We've seen an overreach by authoritarians in government. None of us in our lives has seen anything to compare to.
No, no, we've never seen it like that. That's right. And now they want to take it to the international one world government level. And I'm telling you, if we would have had this conversation a couple of years ago, it would have been the loony bin for sure. And people would have said your tinfoil hat worse. Well, we're not there now because we are there now because it's in black and white. These amendments are in black and white. They come from the Biden administration. He wants to give away our sovereignty to the UN.
We're going to go away for a few minutes. We'll be right back with Michelle Bachmann.
We took the long way home. MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever. Get the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for only $9.98, and rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. All the biggest discounts of the year are happening right now, so don't miss out. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ERIC or call 1-800-978-3057, and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last. Again, use code ERIC and save. MyPillow.com.
Last night, you know I couldn't sleep. Folks, welcome back. Talking to Michelle Bachmann. She's the dean of the business school at Regent University in Virginia Beach, Virginia. You're saying some difficult things, Michelle, because most of us aren't hearing this. We're not hearing about this on Fox News, are we? Are you being asked to talk about this on Fox News?
No, I haven't been seeing Fox News talk about this. Unfortunately, we couldn't get their attention last year either.
What would be more important?
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
This is insane. What could be more important than what you're talking about?
Oh, I agree.
End of America. This is a biblical, right out of the book of Revelation, end time scenario, totally satanic, one world government. And it's actually happening. It's not maybe, it's happening. And we have silence, not just from Fox News, but we have silence from churches, from pastors, from leading figures across America who are drifting along with the woke agenda. And here we are talking about it on this program. God bless you for sounding the alarm. This is absolutely astonishing.
Well, we're trying to get through alternative media to let as many people know what's happening. I'm sorry to have to assure you this is true. This is the second year in the running. The Biden administration is pushing this forward. And there's an audio clip from the foreign health minister from Indonesia from last November. You hear about the B20, the G20 when they get together. At the B20 last November, this foreign minister said, well, when we get together in the end of May, we've already come to an agreement that we're going to change the amendments at the World Health Assembly, and we're going to have the World Health Organization now be empowered to make these calls for declaring emergencies. And also what they're doing is one of these amendments is that the health director would have the power to tell the United States, we have to gift to the World Health Organization money. We have to give them whatever paraphernalia that they want, and we have to give it to the rest of the world. So it's essentially coming down to a socialism where we have to be the provider for all of whatever healthcare measures they want. But it's not just healthcare. It's also supply chains. It's commerce. It's the World Trade Organization. So we will be empowering the executive director of the World Health Organization to make decisions. And again, remember, the World Health Organization is essentially controlled by the Communist Chinese Party.
That's
the U.S.
key.
Is the number one funder of the WHO. Bill Gates is number two. The Communist Party of China is number three. But they're the ones who call the tune. So it will be communist China that calls the shots. That's what's so serious, because we are looking at one world government. And once each one of us has to have a digital identifier the way they do today in communist China, when we have to have that to buy and sell our gas and our groceries, and when we have to have that for the right to travel, well, then we're controlled, aren't we? Then we're controlled. Then look, we're in the scenario that the prophets warned about.
Look, we need miracles. We need revival in America. We need God to sovereignly deliver us from this hellish path. There's just no question that what you're laying out, I know that you know your stuff. You're not just talking. What always amazes me is that others aren't talking about this. This ought to be on the front page of every newspaper in the country. This is about the basics. This is about the sovereignty of the United States of America, folks. And you saw what happened with COVID. We already saw it, that, you know, not only was there overreach from within, but we had a communist Chinese harming this nation using whatever means necessary. They don't have any
values.
And
they haven't paid a price. And they haven't paid a price for doing what they did.
And it's another reason they want to keep Trump out, because they understand that he will force them to pay a price.
That's right.
Which is why we have to champion him. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know anybody else who sees this.
And that's why we have to get out of the World Health Organization. And so I want to encourage everyone watching to call your congressman, call your senator, and tell them, get us out of the World Health Organization and stop funding. We've got to get out.
There are very few people in the Senate or in the Congress that get this. I think Josh Hawley gets it. I don't know who else is championing this.
Well, Andy Biggs in the House, he's got H.R. 79. That's the bill in the House that gets us out of the World Health Organization. I don't think there's a Senate companion. We need a Senate companion, but we frankly just don't have time. We don't have much time at all. What Kevin McCarthy should do is tie raising the debt ceiling to getting us out of the World Health Organization. Whatever we have left for any leverage, and I would say right now it's raising the debt ceiling, they shouldn't agree to raise the debt ceiling unless Biden gets us out of the World Health Organization, because we can't trust this organization. We've got to get out. That's what here at Regent, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to teach and train this next generation. I'm actually the dean of the Graduate School of Government. I'm the government school dean.
I'm sorry,
we've got a business school. We've got a law school. We're a totally biblical worldview school with over 13,000 students. Our duty is to create this next generation to go out and do these things, to have a brain, to pay attention, to know what's going on, and to advocate for the things of the Lord in whatever realm of life that there is, because we need more people who know what's going on and to do the advocacy.
Well, it's just astonishing. We've just got about a minute left, but I there's so much more. We've got to have you back to update us on this, because this is brutal. This is brutal, brutal stuff.
And it's 2 months. We've got 2 months.
Where is Andy Biggs? Whom does he represent?
He's from Arizona. Andy Biggs represents this a portion of the state of Arizona. H.R. 79, that's the bill we want. Get us out of the World Health Organization. But actually, Joe Biden can do this on his own.
But he won't. Why would
President
he do that?
President Trump did it on his own. But again, the point is, Kevin McCarthy could make sure that not one more thing happens in the Congress. And Mitch McConnell could do the same thing, make sure that nothing happens in Congress until they get us out of the World Health Organization. I don't necessarily look to Mitch McConnell to be the leader on this, but I think there's a chance that Kevin McCarthy could be the leader as the Speaker of the House and tie raising the debt ceiling to getting the United States out of the World Health Organization.
We are so grateful to you, Michelle Bachman, Dean of the Graduate School of Government at Regent University. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
day this is, Albin.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the day our guests are Michelle Bachman, total hero. Roger Stone, total hero. And Ask Metaxas, that's today, folks. I don't know if you listen to both hours. Some people listen to the second hour first because the kind of the podcast, or you start listening maybe at 3 p.m., even though it goes live at 2 p.m. I don't know how you do this, but we always have 2 hours every day. And today was the day of Ask Metaxas. If you haven't listened to that yet, it'll be coming up shortly. Also, I have to mention, Albin, like, this is it. We're ending our campaign with food for the poor. And I find myself a little disappointed because of the few folks that have participated. We've had very few folks participate. And I say that just because I keep feeling like the goal is to get everybody to participate, to do a little bit. I don't know what, I'm not a fundraiser. I don't know how this works, but I know that when you're talking about feeding the hungry, it doesn't get more basic. It really just doesn't get more basic. Food for the Poor is a Christian organization. And so I want to exhort you, if you haven't yet participated, today's the day. We just need everybody's help. What can I tell you? If you are able to do $5, if you're able to do $10, we've said that if you give $72, it feeds two kids for a year, plus drinking water for life. This is major stuff. So if it sounds like I'm putting the pressure on, it's actually because I'm putting the pressure on. It's an opportunity to do something that is really beautiful. $144 will feed four children for a year, or four members of a family for an entire year. That's just a crazy investment. That's amazing. And I want to encourage you. So the way to do it is, I want to play a clip, Ed Rainey, who's the CEO of Food for the Poor. But before I play the clip, I just want to remind you, there's three ways you can give. You can text the word Eric to 91999. Text the word Eric to 91999. You can just go to metaxastalk.com. At the top of the page, there's a banner. You can click on that. If you want to give a little bit every month, if that's easier for you. But we partner with them as we partner with every one of our sponsors because we believe in them. If you want to call, you can call 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. We'd just love everybody to do that and give whatever you can give, and God bless you. Let me play the clip. This is the CEO of and president of Food for the Poor, Ed Rainey. Let's play that.
That setup includes a very large-scale logistics and distribution capability. So we ship about between 3,000 and 4,000 containers every year. That goes into those 20 countries. It's been our mission for 40 years. So through our church networks in all these countries, we're able to, you know, safely hand out and really get the aid to where it needs to be.
I tell you, It's the level of this operation that they have going there. It is a very, very big deal. I thank God for them. But they come to us because they desperately need our help. That's your help. So go to metaxastalk.com, click on the banner, dial 844-863-HOPE, or text the word Eric to 91999. Before we go, let me remind you also, our friend Mike Lindell at mystore.com and mypillow.com. If you use the code Eric, you get great discounts and it helps us do this program. We need your help, which is why we partner with Mike Lindell, mystore.com, mypillow.com. And then finally, don't forget Israel. It's holyland.israel.travel. I am so excited. I'm going next year. We got a lot more news coming up on this, but I'll just tell you, in the meantime, go to the website, holyland.israel.travel. Check it out. Stick around for more. Thank you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.